Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Just wanted to add one thing over here that we have. We have right after last week, Rabbi Frankel came over to me, Rabbi Rachmiel Frankel, and he showed me it's going to be Nageya. I don't know where he saw it, but I just want to share with you this miris that we have on Shabbos morning. Here we have, in the Zmiris for Shabbos morning, it's supposed to say, in the Zmiris, some people don't say it, but it's really standard Zmiris. Yeah, ki eshmerah Shabbos. Ki eshmerah Shabbos ke'el yishmereini oisi liyom heyad. Veina yuveini. Dum da da dum da da dum dum bum. Dum da da dum bum bum. So over here, it says the Yeshmer Shabbos says like this. Rosham Kedas Hakel. Das meaning Dalit Sof.
That's the first.
Dalit Ayin. So Rosham Kedas Hakel in the Dinim of the Torah. Chayk El Skanim. It was a chayk to all the Skanim that he had. In other words, the Kahanim. The Skanim. The assistants that the Ribbono Shel Olam has that to help him with the Avaida. So who are that? The Skanim, the Kahanim. Bo Larach Lechem Apanim Befanav, where he had the mitzvah on them to make the Aricha of the Lechem Apanim in front of him on the Shulchan. Now look at this, what he says here. Al Kain, because he has the mitzvah, we have the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. Al Kain Lisanos Bo Al Pi Nevaina of Usher. For them to fast on Shabbos, it's Usher because there's a mitzvah they had to eat the Lechem Apanim Dafka on Shabbos. Levad Miyom Kippur Avaini. Except where Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Though if Shabbos is Yom Kippur, you have an excuse. You don't have to eat it. You can't eat it. You have to eat it once on Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur is not, if you don't have Yom Kippur coming out on the Shabbos, then there's no excuse. You have to eat it. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah by eating it after Shabbos. It all has to be done. It's non-negotiable. You have to eat it dafka like the Rambam on Shabbos. Like the Rambam says. Shabbos, I've seen, you can eat it. And by the way, especially the way we said. The Mahoma Shvelis over here is, like the Rambam, not like Rabbeinu Gershom, the Pashtus, Rabbeinu Gershom. There's the Rambam Tzaraya that we have here, that the Lechem Apanim, once there's a mitzvah, the Lechem Apanim, and it's not Yom Kippur, you have to bedavke, eat it on Shabbos. Now, the way we're saying it, the Rabbeinu Gershom, maybe means also, well, it's the special mitzvah of Lechem Apanim, but he tells you could eat it the rest. You could eat it after, you could eat it on Motzoi Shabbos, also din kodshi kodshi. But not also did lechem upon him. From over here, he's saying it's going to be usher. You have to eat on Shabbos. You can't leave it over for after Shabbos. So, which is a raya from here to the Rambam. Which is a raya from here to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when you eat the lechem upon him, it could only be eaten on Yom HaShabbos itself. It can't be eating it afterwards. It says, Rosh Ambris, Okel, Chaykel, Skonov, Ba'ala, Rosh Lechem Panim, Befanov. Al Kain Lisanis Bo Al Pi Nevainav. So next time you sing this, you think Ram Zachar Isli Shlatayim. It's it. By the way, this Smiris was made by the Evan Ezra. That's right in the beginning of it. Yeah. Hazemer Hazem Mechabro U Evan Ezra. It's the Evan Ezra who made this, which means that the Evan Ezra says like the Ram, not like the Rabbeinu Gershom. Not like Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay. Basically, I don't know. Huh? No. No, it's not going to be nice of a choice. It can't be nicer about Tzoy Shabbos because he ate it too much Tzoy Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Sunday morning it will be. Sunday morning, but not Matzoi Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbos, that's when you eat it on Yom Kippur. Huh? No. No, no, yeah, right. Yeah. Nicer will become Sunday morning. It's not going to become nicer Matzoi Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, you eat it. The Raya is Yom Kippur, that's when you eat it. That's why we started with this from Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. The Chari, you would have thought that when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you should eat it the night of the Seder. Like, if you can eat it, you have Kippur, then you can eat it here also. Rather than to be over when the Yisra of eating Matzah Erev Pesach. Yeah, so that fight, right, but Afal became, it's still an Yisra. All right, so that's what we said. It's a Drabbanan. That if you don't like the Rambam, you don't like the Rambam, that there's that mitzvah, the Raisa, that you have to do it, say the Hanami. It'll be Deicha. It'll be Deicha. It'll have to, be like that. Going to the Rabbeinu Gershom, yeah. Going to Rabbeinu Gershom, you would have to start at Hanami. You would have to, going to the way we're saying, going to the way we're saying, you'd have to start even going to Rabbeinu Gershom. Yeah.
Does it count if he was
Masa? What?
Does it count if he was Masa? Does it count if he was Masa?
If you would do it Matzoi Shabbos, you mean? Yeah, it's going to be totally in that also. If you did it Lishma, if you're going to do it Lishma, well, double up the Lishma. Yeah, there's a deed from a Rambam. La, Rambam says, yeah, La, but L'shei Matzah, Abishlamer Hashem Matzah Bilvad. Sazah Lashon, the Rambam says. Rambam says that's me Bilvad. Can be enough Gamina Lagabi this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Also, yeah. But I mean, I get you that also. Yeah. Okay. Basirak Lahayr, but it was, I was waiting a whole week to share with you this Miris. Yeshmer Shabbos. According to this, it'd be like the Yevon Ezra. Yevon Ezra is, say it's like the Rambam, the Chayrim. So here comes the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Huna. Aymer Haya Rav Yaisi. Now Rav Yaisi in our Mishnah said, Rav Yaisi, this is what we spoke last week. Rav Yaisi says, a person which shechted the Kibsi Atzeres for one of the Chalas, or he did the Mazichei Levayna for the Lechem Aponim, one Seder of Lechem Aponim, Chutz L'Zmano. Only that becomes Pigol, the rest becomes Puzzle. Right to Rabbi Yossi. And we wanted to know last week why the rest became Puzzle, according to Rabbi Yossi. Is it? So we had different ways the week to explain what the Mishnah means. According to Rabbi Yossi, we can hear very well, that's from Pasuk. Or from a svara, that he learns out why the psul of pigol is not chal on the entire carbon, but why is it that once it's chal only in one part, the other one becomes puzzle? And we have different ways. But now the Gemara says, Amar Abuna Omer Haye Rav Yaisi, pigel biyarech shel yamin. When he goes by a zevach, by a regular carbon. If he's mefagel by the right yerech, loinis fagel hayerech shel smol. Why am I taima? Either again, ibay say mesvara, ibay say makra, ibay say mesvara lo adifa machshove mimaisa hatuma. The machshove that he had will take. We learn out from the dinam of maisa hatuma. Ilu eat me chad aver, me eat me lekulei. One aver becomes tame. The rest of it's Abe. It's not. And therefore over here it's going to be the same thing. There's a shape Zul in one. It's a Magna, a strange type of Tushta. I mean, by Shetzel, it can be two separate Chepzes. There's no Magna. Let's say when you're talking about Tuma. What about Tuma? The one there touched the Sheretz. What the Yerech touched the Mace. The other one didn't touch the Mace. The other one didn't touch the Sheretz. How's it going to be Tabe over here? You're talking about a Chalais Psul, the carbon. Maybe, so what's the Tushtal that we have to this? Very difficult thing, Tushtal, Svaro, why it should be like that. And the Eli say, Bakra, Banevish or Aichelas, be menu, Abaydatisa. Be menu, Velo Becha Beirai. It's be man who only will be chavera. And therefore he holds that your mafaga with the yarek shayimin, it doesn't make that the yarek shal small becomes bigger. Now, does he mean dafke because each one is a chalik besuyim? Let's say, for example, a person will say, I'm hereby being mefagel of the carbon, and I'm going to eat a kezayis of the yerech, the upper kezayis of the right yerech, the upper kezayis of the right yerech, I'm eating a chutzlis vado. What happens to the bottom part of the same yerech? Is he being mechalik because each yerech is a chelik besuyim, and therefore a chelik besuyim becomes pigle, and the other one doesn't? Let's say he says, I'm hereby being fagel, the right yerech, I'm going to eat a kezayis, or the upper right hand corner. That's the part that I'm going to eat chutzlis vado. Alright, so that becomes pigle. What about the rest of the right yerech? I'm going to be the same thing. I mean, there's no difference between the right yarech and the left yarech. Not between the right yarech and the left yarech. It's going to be the same thing. Clara. And that's why the briskerov, there's a briskerov that dies on this, and he says also, it's a dumber portion than Avadi. You have to be, you can't be, there's no difference between the right yarech and the other yarech. He says, okay, so I still need that kizayis. Oh, there's Rabbi Frankel's here. I just said over here what you said. It just said in the spirits, Kesh Rosh Hashanah.
Huh?
You just said it. Oh, Sangin even. Yeah. Jonathan, I meant Sangin. Yeah. Where did you see this?
I have to let you know. I don't know.
But somebody makes the diet from it? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the Rabbi. Not like the Rabbi
in
a Gershon.
Exactly.
With the Rabbi Pshita, yeah, that's why, that's why I said it over, sang it over, yeah.
Couldn't be calling in how they split up the carbon oil and they bring it up to the cabin.
Yeah, no, that doesn't, that, no, no, he's saying his pingles are different than. So, what we see over here, according to Rabbi Yossi, you split the carbon how you want it with the machshava. However you're doing the machshava, you have a kayak to go and make the chalais pingle chal, the way you want it.
And
if he doesn't specify? If you don't specify, then it's called on the whole thing.
But all the other tap parts are...
Yeah, I mean, you're doing your mafago, but yarech shal yamin. Your mafago and a kezayis of the right one or the upper left-hand corner. All right, so it depends how you mafago. Let's say even according to Rabbi Yossi, you say that this carbon, I'm coming to be mafagel, and I'm going to eat a kezayis from this carbon. And he doesn't say where he's not coming to isolate it. Oh, is that Ruby? Oh, very good. Hey, we'll let you come and you'll say a... So according to this, the way the Rav learns, it'll come out, there's no difference between a chelik mesuyim or not a chelik mesuyim. The Kesri comes and he says, a kezayis from the right one, I'm being mefagel on. It means the rest of it is not. It's only going to be chal on one kizai. It's not going to make a difference. That. So this, it doesn't make a difference in this. So here he learns from Svara. No, that's not going to be the game. No. All right. It depends. That's a very different area. Yeah. Aseve, Rav Nachman, the Rav Huna. The Oilon Evo Karis at Shiafagyon Bishteha. Here we have a member that he says, the Oilon Evo Karis, until he's Bifagyel by both of them. He's Bifagyel by both of the Chalas. Evo Kesat Shiafagyel Bishteha Bikesayas. It means that what do you have to do? In other words, he's saying, let's say, would seem to be from the way he's saying, let's say you're mefagel in the two chalas, but you're only mefagel on one of the chalas. A kezayis from one of the chalas. The other one, it's not going to be pigle. The only way you're going to do it is you're mefagel the kezayis, but be mitzaref the two chalas. That's his word. Let's say, no, a kezayis from a combination. He's coming to combine both of them to make one kizayis. He didn't say, it didn't suffice his machshava by either one of the chalas. Yeah, so now the Gemara is saying, shneim in biyachas mehed lo, which means that he's saying, sounds like Rabbi Yossi. He sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Says that he's coming to be mefagya with only one of them. The other one is not going to be pigle. He's got the, when he says a machshava a pigle on one chelik of the carbon, it's not the spasha to the rest of the carbon according to him. It'll be possible, but it's not going to be pigle. Shnei menim achas ve'en lo body. Ilei ve'rabbanen. Good God, feel of yachas ve'en. Nabi, good to Rabbanen certainly can't go. Because they hold that the whole thing becomes pigle, even if you're mefagel in one chala. Doesn't make any difference in that, like we say. Ella pshita. Rabbi Yossi. Ella it's pshita, that it's Rabbi Yossi. The only way that makes sense is according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Shlaim echad gufa ho b'shamachim et starif. Ruby, why don't you come a little closer? Come on, come closer over here. You can sit over here. Yeah. If the whole thing is regarded as one carbon, that's why it's comprehensible why it's going to be mitzvah. Okay, you're talking about two chalas, and you look at it as being all one goof. It doesn't make a difference. That's the reason you can be mitzvah one chala with the other chala. If his eyes here, if his eyes here. But if you're going to say it's trey goofy, like the it was that which we're saying, I mean the yarechus, yarech yamin, yarech small, two separate things, that they come even as like here, look what the way we're saying over here, the top Rashi. Even where it comes, it's all part of the same behema. It's the same behema. When you look at it, it's two separate goofim. What happens to one does not necessarily have anything to do with the other. The eem pingel zu malay zu alaynis pagla. Doesn't got zu. So therefore, my chalas, what does it help you? Ki arva lecha kezayis bishteyim. What does it help you? The fact that in your dibur, you're coming to me ma'arim. There, it's not even one goof. It's two separate entities. Ni mitzvah mi bahadya erev machshavto. The mehavi chad gufa tvei mechibor zevach v'lo v'hadi l'hu le'ratzois. There, they're two separate. There, even where it's probably one guf, you don't have a tzar of two separate things. And now over here, you're going to look at it where it's two separate things, and even so, it's one carbon, but it's less. It's not certainly not one guf. Not one goof. Why should we be able to be mitzaref? You're saying it's going to work. Whichever way you look at, like the Rabbanim, like Rabbi Yossi, it's very hard to understand how this is going to work. Be mitzarefi. Isn't that the Gemara says? The third Tad Hamani Rebbe. Sanya Shekhar Sanget Keves Lecho Chatzis Zayis Mechalazu Mechay Chaveroi Lecho Chatzis Zayis Mechalazu. What did he do? We learned he shechted a keves by Kitzatzeres, and he comes to his Kavana to eat a Chatzin Zayas from this Chala, the Chayn Chavero, and then he goes and he shechs the second Kevis of the Kitzatzeres, Lechol Chatzin Zayas Mechala Zu. Now, Rabbi Eimer, Eimer Amish, is there kosher? He holds that kosher. Now, of course, over here, it's every Chasarim that you have here. First of all, It's mefagla b'chatzi matir. It's you can never, the way we hope, you certainly cannot do that. If you're going to be mefagla by kitzi atzeres, you're going to have to be mefagla by both kvasim. You can't be mefagla by a chatzi matir. The only one who holds you can do that is Reb Meir. We don't hold like that. And therefore, you certainly wouldn't be able to do that. If this Tana holds, you can do that. So who is that? V'chein chavero. Lechol chatzi zayis mechal azu. Is there a Rebbe? Oimer Ani. She said, kosher. Rebbe saying it's kosher. Now, why is it true? It's kosher. It's kosher because I'm in the Yomar Chatzi Chatzi. It's only because you said, chatzi, chatzi. Abul Omar kezayis mishteihem. Let's say he said, I'm eating a kezayis, a combination of the two chalos. Thereby, so it's going to be able to work. There's mitzarf. I'll just say a question. Time in the Omar chatzi, chatzi. Abul Omar kezayis mishteihem mitzarf. Right thing about it, it doesn't make sense. Who does it go like? Rabbi, I'll leave it to man. Yeah, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Afilu mi'achas ve'enami. Even if you did one of them, it's not going to work. It's going to be a fagla b'chatzi b'atir. How are you going to do it? Let's say you did it the chatzi. A chizayis from one of the chalas. So, you did only with one canvas. How's that going to work? Yeah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yaisi. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, what do you want to say? That how is it going to be able to work? Because you're a mitzar of both of them. Then tzadar gushu l'dukta. How would you be able to be mitzar of them anyway? What we are saying over here is not below tema chifagel bishtehem. It's not talking over here that you're being mefagel by both of the chalas. Ela ema chifagel bishnehem. Not with the chalas, lashon the keva. What you're talking about is a full matir. You're doing it by shtehem, by both kvasim. Ah, that is different already. You're doing it by both kvasim. You're doing it by both kvasim. So mafagla mechatzi matir is not a problem. And therefore, if you did that and you did it with one chala, all right, Tzedekhanami, you did it all in one chala, and then it will be able to work according to the Rabbanan that says that if you do it in the Yarach Shal Yamin, the whole thing becomes pigo. If you do it with one of the chalas, the whole thing becomes pigo. As long as there's no chasar to mafagla mechatzi matir, and therefore that would be very good. So this is lafuki, the chiddush of this din is becoming lafuki, the shita of Rav Meir, who holds that you can do it even with one of the kvasim, mafagla mechatzi matir, and therefore it would work. But over here, the rabbanan, of course, do not hold like that. Rashi comes and Rashi tells us over here, Lechaira. What's it mean over here, the Rashi? He brings Rabbi Yaisi, Lo'ai Rebehu. He's not talking about Rabbi Yaisi, Lo'ai Rebehu, Lo'tikshulai Le'Ravuna. He's not talking about these cases. But what was the case that we have here? The Gemara and Lahavamin, at least they learned there was a case. Somebody goes, he's mefagel with the machshava and one of the kvasim, and he does it a chatzi zayis of the, he's mefagel a chatzi zayis in one of the chalas, and when we talk about this, the lechem that we have of the shikri agnish tei chalas of the kisei atzeres, and a chatzi, and he has the chatzi of the other chalas also, the shei lechem. Rabbi Yomer, so here Rashi says, Lecho chatzi zayis mechala zu lemachar. He wants to eat it to get mechala zu tomorrow. Shezeh kosher. He says it's kosher. He says it's zeh kosher. Lahakter emurav belecho basar. So it's kosher to be back to the emurim and to eat the basar, Because what did he do? He thought in a chatzi batir, and it was a chatzi achila. Therefore, it's kosher. Okay? So it's every chasarin that you can have. Let's say he did both kvasim. To eat a whole chala, or for that matter, both chalas, to eat it tomorrow. Would he be able to be back to the Emurim there? Rashi says, no, then he wouldn't, because then it would really be Pigol. Rashi says what? Where is it going to be Negei in the Dinim of the Pigol? To be back to the Emurim of the Kvasim and to eat the meat. What is the Dinim in that case? You can't be Mephagel, Kipsei Atzeres by doing that. Let's say a person will be Mephagel, the Kipsei Atzeres, on both Kvasim, and won't even get involved in the machlokes, Rabbi Yaisi and the Rabbanan. He's mefagel by both kvasim to eat both challahs, chutzlis man. What's going to be the din of the kvasim? Nothing. They'll do the kvasim regular. The challah is pigle that we have in the challahs by kiksei atzeres. It's only to gain a kvasim. It's only to gain a challah. It's only to gain a kvasim. The raya is the Mishnah later on about tesvav. We have later on. What did the Mishnah tell us on tesvav? Let's see that Mishnah. See on tesvav? We have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that's talking about a carbon taida, and we have kipsi atzeres. Same thing. Let me have the Mishnah in the middle of tesvav amar aleph. A taida befangelas esat lechem. The taida is able to be befangel the lechem. That means, we'll say what it means. V'halechem ain't a befangel esat taida. You could do the machshava at the time of the avodas hataida to be befagel the lechem, but the pigel on the lechem is not going to have any bearing on the taida. All right, ketsa shachad es hataida, you shechted the carbon taida lecha bimena lemachar. Okay, you did it to eat for the meat of the taida tomorrow. All right, very good. He v'halechem befugalim the taida. And the lechem, the lachmei taida, become pig. Fine. Lechem in halechem the macher. But let's say you don't have any kavada to eat the meat of the taida tomorrow. He va halechem befugalim. Then what happens? He, if you have kavada again, keitzet shachar es hataida min lechem in medel macher. He va halechem befugalim. Lechem in halechem the macher. Halechem befugalim. Taida ain't befugalis. The machshava that you have on the lechem, lachmei taida, is not going to have any effect on the carbon taida on the zevach. That not. Yeah. That'll have to do. But this is not going to be an effect. Now that's my carbon taida. Hakvasim mefagle besal lechem, b'halechem the same thing. Eidah mefagle as hakvasim. What's that? Now this is the case. What does it mean, Rashi? Ketzad. Hashaychet es hakvasim lechol mehen lemachar. You shechted the kvasim to eat them, the meat of the kiksei atzeres. You're going to eat it tomorrow. Okay? Halecha befugol. Hakvasim bevagle mehen lemachar. Ketzad hashaychet es hakvasim lechol mehen lemachar. Heim behalecha befugol. The kvasim are pigle, and the lechem, the lachmei taida, the shnei alechem are pigle. You don't even think about the lechem. But the reason is because it's nitzval to the kvasim. Lechol es alechem lebacher. You had a machshava of eating meat mefagel to eat the lechem tomorrow. Halechem mefugol. The kvasim ain't a mefugol. You can't be mefagel the kvasim. If you're not mefagel the kvasim, even though you had a full-fledged machshavas pigel in the lechem, they avada will become pigel. But they don't make a psul in the kvasim. What will you do by the kvasim? You'll be makter and you'll eat it. You'll be makter and you'll eat it. So what's Rashi mean? What? And you have to bring on the lechem, you get avada. Well, depends if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. Yel Benanis, Yel Rabbi Akiva, Benanis, who we hold by Rambam, Maravid, how we paskin over there by Kisei Atzeres, if the lechem is ma'akim the kvasim ma'akim the lechem, like it's out of din, the way the Rambam paskins, the lechem is ma'akim the kvasim are not ma'akim the lechem. Fine, okay, but that's separate. But this is the din that we have here. What's Rashi mean over here? Rashi's telling us over here, you shechted, and you're mefagel, one of the kvasim. We hold, hey, mefagel, mechatzi batir. Therefore, you're going to be able to be back there, the kevin, the kvasim. What's that do with anything? Mefagel, mechatzi batir, you never do. The machshava that you have in the chalus, and the shnei alechem are never going to affect the kvasim. Let's take another look at the Rashi. But he holds Rabbi Shezek Kosher. In this case, what is he referring to? Oimer Ani Shezek Kosher. Which case? Hashaychet es hakeves Lecha chatzi zayis mechala zu. V'chein chavero lecha chatzi zayis mechala zu. If you have kavanah to eat, chatzi zayis mechala zu, or the chalas in general, Rebbe says that that's kosher. Zok Rashi, what? Which is that kosher? Ma'akter emura, v'lecha basar. Can eat me ma'akter emura, we can eat the basar. Why? The lo chishev ela chatzi achila v'chatzi matir. What's up doing anything?
Either way,
it's either way, it doesn't make it, either way, it's not going to make enough give me. If the machshava of the pingle was done in both kvasim, and it was not in the machshava, or to both chalas even. So what all is, the lechem, if you think of machshava onto the lechem has no bearing kolshu at all on the kvasim. So what's up to do with anything? The haktara, this, what's going to be? So in what way will it be mefagolin? It can't be mefagolin. You're going to be able to be master it anyway. What, same thing you have by the Taita. Exact same thing that we have by the Taita. So why should we learn it? There's another reason. What? So it's nothing. So it's nothing. Going to Rabbanit, the first going to Rabbanit, you don't have to come onto it. It's a Chatzim Batir, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Huh? No, that's not a machshava. What? Which one does what? No, because the svaris, you don't have pashtus, it's not like that. And that's what he said. Is that what he would mean? The question is that it's not going to be like this.
In that case, you made the lechem part of the kvasim.
But the lechem can't become part of the kvasim. The kvasim, the lechem is biglal, like the Gemara says, the lechem is biglal the kvasim. The kvasim is not biglal lechem. You would be able to say it, maybe, that which is the tafel, which is the yikr. I don't know how to call it tafel and ikar, but let's just picture it, like the what's tafel and ikar. The Gemara there is going, see, the evidence is, when we have that Gemara, Daf Tesvav, we might be able to ask it as a stira to the Gemara and the Menachas and the Gemara and Hurrius. Because we have a stira between the Gemara and the Pashtus is, where I think we wouldn't say like that, because Shail's in the Rambam. We have one stam in the Gemara, which seems to tell us that's like the Rambam. Another stam in the Gemara in Hurrius that seems to tell us like the Rife. The Gemara over here explains it. Right? Gemara, lechem is beglau, is glau the kvasim, and the kvasim is not glau lechem. That means that why? What is the role of the shtei lechem in the carbon? It's a tafel to the kvasim. Therefore, if you're going to be mefagel, the Gemara says you're mefagel by thinking about the shvei alachem. It doesn't have an effect on the ikar. It's an isolated pigle that there is only in the shvei alachem. So from there it would seem to be, like the Rambam, it would seem to be that the Rambam holds, not like the Rambam, but like the Raivin, that the ikar of the carbon is the kvasim, not the lechem. Therefore, like, for example, according to the Rambam, the lechem is ma'akav the kvasim. That means that the ikar of the carbon is the shtei lechem. If you bring the shtei lechem and you don't bring the kvasim, it's fine. The lechem, according to the Ravid, is not ma'akav. Okay. The lechem is not going to be ma'akav the kvasim. If you have the kvasim, according to the Ravid, the ikar is the kvasim. You have the kvasim without the lechem, it's fine. But you don't have, but according to the Rabbi Akiva, it's not like that. And according to the Rambam, it's not like that. The Rambam holds, if you have the lechem, if you have the kvasim and you do not have the lechem, you can't bring the kvasim. If the other way is not true. Let's say you have the lechem and you don't have the kvasim. So you bring the lechem, you bring the chalas, the shtei lechem, b'fnei atzma. They're not ma'akiv, the kvasim. The kvasim, according to the Rambam, are not ma'akiv the lechem. The lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim. And according to the Rambam, it's the opposite. Now, if this Gemara holds, lechem comes as it's nitval to the lechem, it would seem to be not like the Rambam. And there, the Gemara in Hurrius tells us, let's say you have the Shiloh, which one you do first. The Gemara has, let's say you have the Kvasim and you have the Lechem. And the Gemara over there says that the Iker is that it comes because the Iker of the Yayim is the Shtei Lechem and the Kvasim only come as a side thing. What? The carbon is called the carbon of Shtei Lechem. Yeah, but alright. So that's how the right, So the Shiloh is what that is. Now, so. But it doesn't, the pashtus is, that's the kind of carrying iron and stuff like this. These kashas are the backup, how would it work? One Gemara is mashma one way, the other Gemara is mashma the other way. But the way we learn to get pashtus is, it's not like that. According to the Rambam, he'll learn that it's also lechem gal refers to a different thing. It doesn't mean that the acre of the carbon is the kvasim, and the kvasim is the thing that's about akiv. It's not getting about, it's not totally at all. The Gemara never breaks this machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Benanis Legabe this thing. It's not. It works no matter how you learn it. So what is the din? If somebody's befagel by the kvasim, and he thinks that the lechem, the shtei lechem are going to be chutzlis vado, does it affect the kvasim, or doesn't it? We have to assume that about it does not affect it. No matter what it is. So then what is it? What's the special thing about that Torah? That's only after the secret. We're not talking over here. No, wait. That's only where it's over. Unless. So now it's another way. So the way Mordechai is saying what he means is the following. Maybe. And that is, he does not mean that the kvasim, does not mean that the kvasim make a halos pigel of the lechem. He can't do that. But one thing he can do, he can make it pigel, he can make pigel of the lechem. Once the lechem becomes eliminated, then that's the klal that we have of yesh zikah. The klal is, let's say a person has a shtei lechem, Ushnei Alechem with the Kvasim. And then, the Ushnei Alechem gets lost. A dog came and ate up the Ushnei Alechem. Or it got lost. So what is the din? The Kvasim become puzzle. It's a new psul. It's nothing to do with Pigel. But it has to be because it's Avad Alechem. The din of Sika tells us that if the lechem, it's one package, if the lechem is eliminated, benela, the kvasim become puzzle, or the other way. Let's say the kvasim get lost. You can't use the shtei lechem either. That part is not totally in Rabbi Akiva and Benanis, whether yeshik or not. That shows, which is the ikur one? What Rashi then will be telling us is, that if the machshava of the pigol will not work, that means it doesn't create a paslus in the lechem. And the melech is not as hard as zika over the lechem over the kvasim. Mashem came. Let's say it was a regular machshava zmiro. Then about it works. So gabi the lechem, like the Mishnah says, oh, works gabi the lechem. Then economic. So there won't be a chalais pigol in the kvasim, but it's going to, make them, but it's going to make them puzzle.
There's no zika though. It's in the shechita. It's in the problem of the shechita.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we all did. It's a tenufa. The tenufa can do that. It's a tenufa also. No, let's say he did it. Let's say the tenufa. The tenufa where everything is alive. Gemara has the suffix, the gabbani shchita. But one thing is bara. The tenufa makes it. So tenufa makes it. Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says the shaila isn't in the case. Damis is indeed, it's our fear. What's Gemara clarifying? You have to do by the Tanufa. So what are you clarifying about the Shechita? It has a Zika anyway from before. Shailas Bechal might not be Ma'akiv. It might be Ma'akiv. And there are different ways to learn it. Karen Ira later on the Mem Zay, Mem Vav. The Karen Ira later wrote about Vav Zay, but on these things also. How? What's that? Some Shiloh. The Tanufa made the Zika. We're talking that the Zika was already established. Now you go and you think about Shabbos Pingle, or the Lechem, or the Shnei Lechem, the Mele Kvasa become possible because of Yesh Zika. That's how Mordechai is saying, huh? What? No, he's talking about Pingle, the Meg Belecha Pingle. And the Meg, but Lemaisa, what's going to happen? He doesn't say because he says that the Kvasim are going to become possible. He didn't say that it's going to be Pingle. Let's see how he says it. All right, let's take a look. Again. No, that the Mishnah is everything. Here, the Zeh Kosher. Jazeh Kosher Lahatere Murav. I'm saying the Rashi on Yadawan Abed Aleph, but in this case, Jazeh Kosher. Jazeh Kosher Lahatere Murav. The Lechel Basar. The Lochishev Elachatzi Achila or the Lechem. The Chatzimata Mimelin is not going to be in the Pingo Chal of the Shea Lechem. So Mimelin is no Zeh Seekin. Very good. You learn like that. You learn like that, that'll be very good. But look, that's Briska Rob. Yeah. No, I think there's a, I'm gonna have the Briska, have it over here. But, there is a Briska Rob like this also. I don't have it. But the Medusa, but this would be, I don't have it over here. I don't have it. But we, but Lechaira, that way, that's the way we'd be able to learn the Rashi. We'd have to learn the Rashi like that. This is, it's like the Leomer such a thing. It doesn't make a pigle. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. It doesn't make it pigle. It doesn't make it pigle. You're going to give a fagel the Shtei Alechem. The Psul remains only in Shtei Alechem. It has no Shaychus. It doesn't go back to the Kvasim. And therefore, the only way we can learn it over here is if we're going to bring it that's going to be, it's going to be telling whether Mefagla Mechatzi Bater, or it's not Mefagla Mechatzi Bater. Here we have again, so here it says, Rabbi Yaisi Hila, Fuki Mina Rab Meir, Mina Rab Mordechai, behind the Ka'ama. So now the Gemara says what? Machama. La Fuki Mina Rab Meir, Diabra Mefagla Mechatzi Bater, Kabash Mila Dalali, Hachi. Great thing about Miley Oila. What do we have here? We said before, that la oilam, it's going to be iyam and bishlam and bishtehem uvishnehem. If it's taking that, what did he think the machshava in both in the chalas and in the kvasim? Rabbi Yaisi, he had will say that if somehow it goes like Rabbi Yaisi, well, afuki mina Rab Meir, it'll come afuki the din of Rab Meir. We hold that it has to be in shnehem because you need faglin the whole matir, not in a chatzi matir. The Rabbanu will hold that he can be a fagel in one chalik of it. One lechem, it'll affect the whole karm. Hide the karm, Ali Oilam. Ella E. Yomrit. Rabbanu. And it's only coming. Uli Afukim in the Rab Meir. So what's it coming to add? Marli Oilam. What is it coming, Li Oilam? Li Oilam is Mashma. It's coming to Barbard. Oh. The possibilities, and all the machlokes said that it's going to be the Gaya. The Oid, our Ravashi, Toshima. We have something else here also. Rabbi Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Yaisi. Pigel Bedavar Hanase Bechutz. We have Pigel Bedavar Hanase Bechutz. Let's listen carefully over here what the Gemara is saying. He's Mephagel and an Avaida. That was done b'chutz in the Azara. Not Nehechel. We're talking about here, not Nehechel. Pigel. He's mefagel and doing an activity in the Azara. He can be mefagel that way. B'davar hadaseh b'fdim. If he's mefagel, however, can pigel b'davar hadaseh b'chutz is pigel. If he doesn't b'davar hadaseh b'fdim, low pigel. He can't do that. Ketzad, what is an example? What illustrates all this? Haya, I made mechutz. He's standing in the Azara. The Omar, he says, I'm ready, Shaykhet Amadas, lehazais be dama lamachar. Lo pigo. He's shechting a chatas. Let's say, shechting a chatas in the Azara, and says, tomorrow I'm going to be mazeh in the hechol, the chatas apnimius. With the chatas apnimius, I'm going to be mazeh on the Mizbech HaPnimi. No good. He can't be mefado that way. Shabbat Shava, b'chutz. The Torah nasa b'fnim. That's already about Shava b'chutz. It's something that's not b'fnim. And the Fakir's also. Let's say the flip side of that. The Omar, he says, Hareini mazeh, al-mimazeh, the dam of a chatos, the chatos ha-pnibis, al-benas la-hakter, a murim, le-machar. Of course, where's the Akhtara? The Mizbech HaChitza. So he said the flip side of that. Or he's doing it, I'm going to be Shefach the Shirayim of the Dab tomorrow also, Lamach. Lopigo. There he can't be Mephagal either. Shabbat Shava, Bifnim, Bidavar, Hadassah, Bechutz. You can't be Mephagal in the activity you do Bifnim, in something you do Bechutz. You can't do an activity Bechutz in something you do Bifnim. Can't work. On the other hand, Haya Aimei Bechutz. He was standing with Chutz Avi Yamar and he says already, Shechet Avedas, Lishpach Shirayim Lamachar. Where's that? Also Bechutz. Or Lahakarei Morim Lamachar. That already is Pigo. Shabbat Shama Bechutz, Bidavar Adasa Bechutz. So Zodi Gemara, Bechutz, Lishpach Shirayim. So that's So the Gemara says, we're going to have to see and analyze this. What is it going to be, the Gaya that did a pigle? What are we coming to make pigle? But that is the din that we have here, according to, this is a member of, according to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Aimer, with the Gemara says, Bishum Rabbi Yaisi. This Yisayin that we have. We have a Yisayin in Rabbi Yaisi, by the way, that we paskin like. This Rabbi Yaisi, we paskin like. He's Mephagel Bifnim. The Dabar Adasa Bechutz, can't do it. He's Mephagel Bechutz, the Dabar Adasa Bifnim, can't do it. Let's say he's Mephagel Bechutz, the Dabar Hanasa Bechutz, that he can. Even Chatos HaPnimius, he can do that. Not everybody holds like that, but Rabbi Yaisi holds he can do that. Rabbi Shimon holds that he can't do that in Tzvachim. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yaisi holds, let's say by Chatos HaPnimius, you're shechting it b'chutz al menas to be makter the emurim b'chutz esmano. That could work, even though it's a carbon that's nasa b'fnim. But you can't do it for an activity. You can't do an activity b'chutz and to think about something that's not b'fnim. Let's say again, according to him, you have kavada b'chutz when you're doing your shechita to be shevet l'shirayim or to be makter the emurim. That already you could do. The deal that we have here is, and we take a look at Tosfos. Pigol bedavar hanasa b'pnim. We see a valda gezach here. Tosfos has a kasha. Pigol bedavar hanasa b'pnim. It means mefagel bedavar hanasa b'pnim. Lo pigel. Now, what was the case that we were talking about? Pashtas. Where was he standing when he had the machshava? He said where? No. No. The machshava says he was standing b'chutz. What did he say? Pigel b'davar hanatze b'fnim light pigel. Where did he say it's light pigel? B'chutz on that. He was standing b'chutz. He was correct, right. He was standing b'chutz thinking about the hazos, and it's going to do with it. Frank Tyson's. Ah, the Amar of Yaisi Gufe, prepare kind of socket. We have Rabbi Yaisi in Gittin. What did he say, Rabbi Yaisi in Gittin? We have a case. The Gemara brings a case of a Kayin Gadol in Yom Kippur, that's Machiach. The Gemara wants to know, well, and how Nainachon is going to be now, and Nainachon is never to say a carbon is possible, people. So the Gemara says, if the Kayin Gadol is obviously the only one who's going to be able to be made when the carbon, the Abadi he does with him is going to be Pigol. Nobody else even allowed in there. You see that the Neilachon is Neman. So how can that work? Akash, the Gemara is saying, the Chiyomar Pigol is Mehemon. How can it be that he's there, but he's been before? He can't do it with him. Labdavke, Elapas. But Tysus, that case where it's pigol, it doesn't mean mamish pigol. It means puzzle. That's a pelotzim. What's bothering Tysus with the kaigadu? We're talking over here standing b'chutz. Tysus, you see, that he holds this thing that you can't be mefagel b'fnim, it's not because, never. You can't, not because you can't be mefagel or an avayda b'fnim when you're standing b'chutz. Even an avayda if you're standing b'fnim, for example. A kayin gadol is being mefagel. Let's say he's doing something, he's standing b'fnim, and he has kavana to go and, to do the hazayis of the pareichas. Let's say chutz l'zmano. Something like that. He can't be mefagel with that. He can possible it some places, but he's not going to be mefagel. This thing that we have of Rabbi Yaisi is lav davke when he's thinking, when he's standing b'chutz. You can't, no, you, yeah, but I'm going into Rabbi Yaisi. That's what I meant, but by the way, Tysus over here is asking from that case, the Rabbi Yaisi. Very good. It's not only Rabbi Shmuel. We'll see him in the Rashi. We'll also say, but we have a Rambam. We have a Rambam in Avaida and Psili Abudashi. Not to get it before. What? No. Here, let me see it. The way the Rambam learns, let me bring a Rambam. The Rambam and Berakhi Zion, Psili Abudashi, comes and the Rambam says, talks up over here, and the din, he brought, by the way, he brings the memra that we have here for Rabbi Yossi. Haya Aymed, let's say this first. Haya Aymed Ba'azara, the Chosha Machshava Sazman, the Chatoz Hadassus Bifnim. He's staying with us. He's shutting it. There. Excuse me, wait. Haya Aymed Ba'azara. The Rambam holds. He's Aymed Ba'azara. The Chosha Machshava Sazman. The Chatois Hadassus Bifnim. The Chatois that the Avaida Nasrikis Nasos Hadon Bifnim. The Dabar Nasa Bifnim. And what is he thinking about? He's thinking about one of the activities that he does Bifnim. Ain't no pigle. That's not pigle. Can't be befagel that. What about the other way? Chosha, bedover, hadasa, bechutz. Harese pigle. However, let's say he's standing bechutz over here, and he's thinking about a dover that's talking about shvicha shirayim. He's thinking about tarase murim. That for that he can be befagel. Kate said, hayoim in bazara. And he said, hareni shaychet. Lahazai stoba lamacher. Ain't no pigle. Let's say the other way. Again. He was standing in the heichal. I'm hereby going and making hazos. Lishbech shirayim lamacher. To be shayfech the shiari adam tomorrow. Ain't no pigle. That's not pigle either. Shaharei chosha vifnim. B'dava adase b'chutz. Amalim haya aimei b'azara. However, let's say he was in the azara and he shechted, and he's thinking about the shvicha shirayim l'mochar, or to be back to the emurim l'mochar. That's about a pig. Huh? Chutz and chutz, or it's you can do. Pnim to chutz, you can't. Chutz to pnim, also you can't. Now, that's this date of Rabbi Yaisi, which means we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. Yet the Rabbi says the following. Kol hadamim that are there on the Mizbech Achitzen, Shadasa Ba'atad Rishayna, the Machshava Nechayna, let's say, these are today's blood in Sanhedrin that we have. All the damim that are needed on the Mizbech Achitzen, by Achatos, Shadasa Behen Ma'atad Rishayna, the Machshava Nechayna. The first hazah that he did properly. He didn't have a machshavas pigol. The nasa bimatan shniyah v'yelech, and then from the second one on, He did it. Machshava Shine Hashem, Machshava Hamakim, or Machshava Hasban. There's no psul in that. The reason is because it's not Makim. There's only one that's Hazor, passing like Beis Hillel. And then the din is only one Hazor is Ma'akim. So if you had one that was done properly and the other ones you didn't, you don't care about that. Let's say the other way. The first Hazor in the Mizbech, in the Chatos HaChitzonius, talking about the Chitzonius, the first one is the thing that carries the day. First one is the thing that makes the psul. The only one that really determines anything is the first one. Listen to this. Here's. What about all the matanis that he does on the Mizbech HaPnimi? Remember, well, they're all ma'akim. But only the first one is only that which we say the first one is ma'akim, not the other one. It's only by Chatos HaChitzayna, not by the Pnimius. So over there, Kol HaDavid Baritama Mizbech HaPnimi, Hoyel Bekula Ma'akim Zezeh Kamosha Miyardu. They're all ma'akim, like we explained. Im Nosan Achas Behem. Shelo kitikuda, Elohim said ba machshava, afal pi shenasa kol hashar, kitikuda hazev ach puzzle. He's always over there. It's going to be puzzle. Let's say you did that. You did a tzad machshava that you did. And here he says im nasan achas behem, shelo kitikuda, Elohim said ba machshava. Yeah, nothing, one of them, Shalaika Tikuna. Ella, he said, Bahabachshava. Afal Pisha doesn't call Hashar. Kitikuna, that's an apostle. Hosha Berishaina. Machshava says bad. Bishosak Bishar. He said, Oshadasan Kulam Kitikuna, except the last one. That he did Machshava says bad. Hareze apostle, that is apostle, Vieno Pingle. Acheyaze b'machshava zazman shereikula b'matana achasei. The Eidol Pinga, if you are mafagel by all the machshavas, acheyaze b'machshava zazman shereikula b'matana achasei, then it will become pingo. The rabbi was looking at that. He's doing it with Pnim or another Pnim. Another Pnim can make it pingo. What? That's it. They'll do whatever. No matter if the other machshavas he does. We have here a very fundamental machlokes. You have to remember this machlokes. Tosfos and the Rambam is this tin. The halacha of Ma'aseh by Pingle, we have to remember this tin. And whether or not you can make Pingle, whether the din that you cannot make Pingle, is it only where you switch places? In other words, you're standing one place, you're thinking about another place. You're standing with them, thinking about chutz. You're standing with chutz, thinking about them. All right, so that nobody holds he can be mefagel. Quite Rabbi Yossi, who we paskin like. No one holds there he can be mefagel. On the other hand, let's say you thought mechutz, and you are standing mechutz. That everybody holds you can be mefagel. We have a chiddush at Taisvis where he holds that you're standing with them, and you're thinking about Machshava Shlozman, about another aspect of the Avayda Bifnim. You still cannot do it. There cannot be a din of Pingle in anything involving Pnim. Even if you're standing Pnim and you're thinking about some other Avayda Bifnim, the Rambam argues on that. The Rambam
says, maybe because it's a Chatzimah.
Tosfos brings the Gemara in Gittin, and he says that which the Kohen Gadol is able to be Mefagel. If he's thinking about Shabbos Pingle, what he's doing, the Avayda and Yom Kippur, with Nile with Nim, not with Nile, but he's doing it with Nim. So the Tosfos says, if it says that he could do it, it's only that he makes a puzzle, doesn't make a pickle.
Ben Shmuel doesn't pickle. Tosfos
for Ben Shmuel. Pingle
Ben
Shmuel doesn't pickle. Yeah, it says that he, first of all, let's say he's going to Rabbi Yossi. No, because in Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be Nageya there. And also, we're cooking over here the way Tosfos wants. Don't say anyway the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Anyway, but it doesn't say that's only going to be the game of the din of Rabbi Yossi. Not like Rabbi Yossi, he can do it. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi. But Tosfos is saying that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos says that the din is, it's not going to be able to do it with him. And the Tosfos argues with the Rama. They're both talking about Rabbi Yossi. The Rama passes like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam says that the din is, he would be able to be befagdo where he's standing pinim on pinim. He just can't do it where he's standing pinim on pinim on chutzah chutzah pinim. Well, it's chiv karis. This is where chiv karis, whether or not the whole carpet is going to be chiv karis if you eat it. If it's possible, it's only going to be a lot. What? No. It's on the busser. It'll be the guy in the busser of the carpet. Yeah, the gate of Basra. Huh?
He's thinking about the blood.
No, he's thinking about blood. What happens if he does that? If he does that, and he can be befogged on the whole carbon. If we have that, that's the next part of the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? What is he coming to be befogged? But he comes on, the Basra. The Basra, he would say, talking about the Basra. And the Chadami. It's not going to be a dip thing on the Dam anyway. That's what the Gemara is about to discuss, though. Well, this is a very exciting thing of machlokes that we have in the din of Rabbi Yossi, halacha lemaisa, when we have this din. If you be mafagil on this or not. According to Tosfos, there's no concept of pigel when there's any aspect of doing the avodah b'fanim. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, which we do hold, except that the only thing that it could do is to make the psul, but it's not going to make chiyum karis on pigel. It's not.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myron McComas on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.